The Bible states that pure religion is actually helping the poor, not theorizing over why they are poor. See James 1:27. Margaret Thatcher said, "No one would have remembered the Good Samaritan if he hadn't had money." The Good Samaritan had a good heart and a heavy enough purse to pay an innkeeper to help take care of the injured man. Money was at its best that day. Money gives power to good intentions. That's why I'm unashamedly in favor of building wealth. Sadly, I meet people who try to avoid this third use of money, mistakenly thinking they will end up with more. Eric Butterworth tells of an interesting system used to capture monkeys in the jungle. The captors use heavy glass bottles with long necks. Into each bottle they deposit some sweet-smelling nuts. The aroma of the nuts attracts the monkeys to the bottles. When the monkeys put their hand into the bottle to get the nuts, the neck of the bottle is too small for a fist to come back out. The monkey can't take his hand out of the bottle without dropping the nuts, which he is unwilling to do. The bottles are too heavy to carry away, so the monkey becomes trapped by nothing more than his greed. We may smile at these foolish monkeys, but how many times has our freedom been taken away by nothing more than our greed? When you have your total money makeover, you can do some things with scale. I have one friend who buys 75 brand new bikes for an inner city ministry every year. He gets these bikes at Christmas and gives them out one at a time to kids in a subsidized housing project. Another pastor friend of mine is involved in a project called Seeds of Kindness. An anonymous member of his congregation gave $50,000 to the congregation members to give away one $100 bill at a time. These $100 bills are given human to human across the city with fabulous results. People who had completely lost faith in God and in the human race are shaken to the core by a simple $100 gift. The givers often report having more fun than the receivers. There are only three uses for money: fun, investing, and giving. You cannot claim total money makeover status until you do all three. As I said earlier, you should begin doing some of each as you go through the steps. And if you are married, let your spouse have some slack as soon as there is some. After you get past the emergency fund step, let each other function in the areas you like best. My wife Sharon is a natural saver, so she always cheats toward investing. I am a natural spender, so I make sure she has fun. We both enjoy giving.